Welcome back to another episode of Questionable Behavior. In this episode, we'll be getting into travel. People are constantly on the move. It can be good to find some time to get away or have guests come over during some needed time off. But for some, just hearing the word travel or vacation, and you see them either get a smile or maybe even a look of stress. So let's go ahead, dive into this, and see where it goes. So we're talking traveling, Shell. What is the first thing that comes to mind when you hear the word travel?
Exciting.
Mm.
Yeah, exciting? Because you know, both of us, we like to go new places, do new things, have new experiences. And so when I think travel, I think, ooh, new. So maybe that's wrong. Maybe it shouldn't always be new because we're going to go to some places that we have been before. But yeah, I always think exciting. And then my second thought is, can I bring Rocky? I mean, that is something that you have to take into consideration if you're a pet owner. Are you going to board your animal? Do you go to a pet-friendly hotel? Or do you go RVing or camping where you can bring your animals with you? I mean, yes, must consider the fur people in our lives.
Yeah, you definitely got to consider the fur people. And that kind of goes in mind with the first thing that comes to mind with me when I think of travel. Because the first thing I think about is preparation. Because traveling itself is fun, you know, and normally, and we talked about this before, about this particular thing, at least, not this question, but the fact that the most exciting part of a vacation can be kind of the lead up to the vacation itself. And so the preparation comes before the excitement. It's like you have a little bit of excitement, then you think about the preparation, and then you can get back to the excitement. But for me, I immediately think about preparation. I think about, okay, like you said, what are we going to do with Rocky? Can he come with us? Are we going to stay at like a La Quinta? And no, they are not sponsors of us. But La Quinta, if you're listening to this, you know, we're all for if you want to jump on board. We'll be throwing out La Quinta every episode. I'm just kidding. We're not sellouts. All right. So anyways. But yeah, Rocky, I think about Rocky. Are we going to bring him or not? I think about how much money are we going to need? Do we want to drive? Are we going to fly? How long are we going to stay? How much leave or PTO do I have that I can take? What do you have going on? Are you filling in someone's class? You know, there's a lot of things. Now, I don't really think about you yet, but I still think about a lot of other things. You know, how much do we need a week's worth of clothes? You know, it's just so much that goes into it. So yeah, I think preparation is the word, but exciting is appropriate. Exciting
so
is the
listen.
First thought. Okay.
So when you just did your lead on question and how you were saying some people get excited, some people get stressed. So are you the person that hears vacation and you think to-do list? And you instantly think of all these things you have to do because getting prepared is your go-to?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm not stressed though, but I'm not stressed. But there's a to-do list. We can't look around this. We have to do those things. Are those things exciting to you? Is it exciting trying to find a sitter for the dog? Is it exciting trying to find some place for the dog to stay if we can't take them?
Of course not.
Is that exciting?
But is that the first thing I want to go to when we say, ooh, let's go to a new spot or let's take a vacay? That I don't want my brain to automatically go to like a list of things. I want to be excited and, you know, figure out, are we going to do something new? Is there something new to do there? What's going on in the local area? And then, yeah, all the other preparedness stuff comes later. But I lead with excitement. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you can leave with excitement.
Woo!
And I'm good with that. Okay. Okay. All right. Let's get excited.
Rocky just ran over here waggling it too. We're both on team excitement over here.
Woo-hoo! Yeah, team excitement. Yeah, exactly. Well, I'm over here on my lonely island of team preparation.
It's all good. Alrighty, so question two coming at you, James. Which do you prefer, a planned vacation or an impromptu vacation? Go.
Well, I feel like the answer to question one kind of led into this one a little bit. So you probably already have an idea of where my head is at. And if you're thinking that way, you're right. Planned vacations is the way to go for me. Don't get me wrong. I do have a little bit of spontaneity about me. You know, I do. If you want to say, hey, let's go for a 3.5 hour drive somewhere and stay for the weekend, I'm for it. I'm all for it. But my preference is a complete planned vacation where I have time to, you know, look at where we're going, try to find out old artifacts or historical buildings that we might want to go to. That way you can create options. Think about fun things that are good to do there. Think about just relaxing places that we can go and hang out, or just a good night spot maybe we want, or a good restaurant where we can go eat. So all of that takes preparation, and it's harder to do and gives more stress when you do these impromptu vacations. So that's why I lead planned vacation versus impromptu vacation, but I can kind of slide into either area. But when we're talking preference, I'm going planned vacations.
Gotcha. Okay, I'm
What do you
with you
think, Shell?
too. Yeah, I'm with you. I am not,
Whoa!
yes, I am not an impromptu vacation kind of girl because, first of all, I need to know what to pack. I need to know what clothes to bring. I have to prepare. So you can't just be like, Shaw, we're going to go away for the next week. Pack your bag. How can I pack my bag? What's our temperature going to be? Are we going to the mountains? Do I need a jacket and jeans? Are we going to the beach?
Right.
Do I need shorts and tanks? Like, what's up? Yeah,
Exactly.
no, we planning this. We planning this. We making plans. I'm getting excited. Team excited over here. Plan all the things. Let's go.
What about impromptu? I mean, what circumstances is impromptu good and bad? Like, how much time would you say you need for vacation?
I mean, after all of the necessary, like, can we get work covered and all that business, not very long. Just research where we're going, temperature, what is there to do, bing bang, let's go.
So, a day, 2 days.
I mean, a few days, but honestly, like, is work going to be covered in a few days? I don't know if that's realistic, but I would say, taking work out of the scenario, yeah, just a few days, and then let go.
But you're not opposed, so you're not opposed to impromptu vacations as well. You're fine with them, but you just prefer planned vacations.
Yes, I need planning. I don't need an excessive amount of time to plan, but I do need some time to plan.
I think I might
Oh
need more time
yes.
than you do.
I'm
But
sure you
yeah.
do, because you're gonna have to look up all the things and compute and all the little guys in your brain are going to be trying to figure things
Yeah.
out.
Yes. Yeah. Well, we got to clap it up. We got to clap it up for ourselves there, because this is the first time in questionable behavior history that we agree on a question. This is the first time. It is worth celebrating.
If you listen to any of our other episodes, we have not agreed on one thing yet. So,
No. Surprised every I'm not really surprised every time, but I'm a little surprised this time. Okay, Shell, question three.
me.
Surprise visits to parents' house. Okay or not okay?
100% not okay. No, just
Talk to
no,
me.
no. There's no reason for it to ever be okay. No. First of all, I don't care if it's my parents, your parents. We are the parents in this scenario. Imaginary TV parents. No, you do not surprise and bum rush your parents. You need to give them a heads up because first, some things may be happening you don't want to see. Okay, option number one. Number two, I'm not the kind of gal that you can just come knocking on my door willy-nilly and I'm going to welcome you in. I mean, I'm very friendly, but you need to give a girl a heads up before you come over. All right. And number three, no, no.
Okay. All right. So what do you think about all those scenarios? And I'm going to tell you my thoughts. Don't get me wrong. But, you know, just hearing you makes me think of all these things that I've seen on the Today Show, where somebody will be coming home from the military and they're surprising their parents, and the parents hadn't seen them in a while. That's a surprise visit. So you think that's not okay?
That is a totally, why do you have to do the one situation that would be all right? I mean, you of course got to come with that one scenario. It's like the diamond that's glistening over here. But what about this?
Well, you know, all that glitters isn't dangle, gold, baby.
Dangle, dangle with the carrot over here. Of course, that scenario is fine. You have your service member that was deployed. The parents are missing them, worried about their safety. Yes, of course. Who cares? You know? What's going on? Knock on the door. But 99% of the time in an everyday scenario of life, no, don't just come knocking up on my door. Give me a heads up. Give me a text. Hey, I'm coming by in an hour, tomorrow, next week, whatever.
I kind of lean your way as well. You know, it's not okay. I don't like surprises. You know, so if I don't like surprises for my birthday, Christmas, I definitely don't want surprises on January 8th, you know, so just any random day throughout the year. I just, please give me a heads up. Yes. I want to know when you're coming over, because
yes,
if you surprise me or surprise us, you know, now I know that we're both going to be unhappy, and yes, that's not what you want, you know, and
no,
that's not
you
what
don't.
You want from your parents. You don't want your mm-hmm. parents to be unhappy at your arrival. That's a right. bad way to start a visit. Mm-hmm. So just don't do that,
to ask
people.
For something? Nope, don't do that, people.
So don't do that. Just don't do it. Give your parents a heads up. You'll be better off for it. And it'll be all smiles from the time of your arrival instead of an awkward surprise look that you might get.
Yes, and that. All of you questionable behavior listeners out there, are you listening? Like, are you really paying attention now? Okay. If you give your parents or even family in the scenario a heads up that you're coming over, somebody might make your favorite meal or bake your favorite something or buy
Ooh,
you some food
point,
or snackies that you like. But if you bum rush them, you walk in and they're doing like eating some diet food and you're like, what is in the house? Yeah. Don't want to do that, do ya? Give someone
a heads
up. Yeah,
that's a great point. You deserve a ding.
Bonus question time. Are you ready?
Oh.
Ooh, I'm taking that as a yes. Okay, here we go.
Let's go.
Sticking with our topic on travel. So when we are flying to a destination, thinking about the seats that we have available, middle seat, armrest. Is it first come, first serve? Who gets the middle seat armrest? Go.
That is a full-on no. It is not first come, first serve on the middle seat armrest. And
Ooh.
I will tell you why. So listen
Ooh.
Closely. You will be on my side. Trust me. Ooh. If you're not on my side right now, by the time I'm done, you will be on my side. Okay. So let me tell you
why. Okay.
Listen to all the perks you get for these other seats. Okay. So for the aisle seat, you can get up and go to the bathroom before anybody else. You don't have to worry about nothing. You just get up and go. You don't have to think, oh, I don't want to bother that person because they're sleeping next to me. You know, or that person has their tray down and they're watching a movie. I don't want to bother them. You don't have to think about any of that. You can just get up and go. That's a perk. You have a little extra elbow room on the left side. That's a perk. If you're in the window seat, you can put the shade down if you
wow,
want.
Okay.
Nobody can say anything about it. You can put the shade down. You also can lay a pillow. If you like to lean a little bit to the side, you can put a pillow up against the side of the plane. So
lean back. Lean back.
Exactly.
Lean back.
That's a perk. What does the middle seat have? Nothing. The middle seat has nothing. Let them have the armrest. They have no perks. So if the middle seat person gets there and they want the armrest, people, give them the armrest.
That really is a nice thing to do. You're right. I do. Yeah, I do agree. The middle seat is kind of like sad. It's They should get both armrests. Boom, boom. Yeah,
so,
I agree with you on that.
So what are your thoughts? Yeah, okay. So you agree. So just tell me your thoughts. Are you in full agreement with everything that I'm saying? Do you have anything to add?
Yeah, totally. I mean, I was 100%.
What were you thinking initially, though? What were you thinking initially? Be honest.
No, 100%. The armrest belonged to the middle seat because the two other seats also do have one armrest of their own. So they can either get their right or left arm at least on there. And they have a way they can lean to the side and give this person a little space. Now, however, if middle seat person wants to like really throw the elbows all the way out there and try and like stretch out, we may like have to have a little fight. But 100%. But I really think they do own those armrests. They do. Because that seat, it's no fun. It's the least desired location. So I say give it to them.
I agree. So that is the second time in questionable behavior history, that we agree. Woo, woo.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
You know, it's not a bad thing. You know, hopefully our listeners agree with us on this one as well, because that also means you have a good heart. It's common courtesy, because that's why I think this question kind of leans anyway. You know, but
yes,
if the
and
first
if you
thing
don't
you think
agree
about
with
is
us,
yourself.
And if y'all don't agree with us out there, I need you to rethink it, because you are leaning a little towards selfish land and you need to come back. Okay. You need
Think
to come
about
back.
Your life choices.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Because that's not cute. Share and give the middle seat person the dang armrest and travel in peace. All right. Thank you so much for listening today and having some fun with us. Hopefully you picked up a new topic or two to bring up at work or your next event. Catch you on the next one.
Bye.